Okay, here's the Rebbe's house. Let me just go in.
Rabbi Shai, I'm the Gabe. My name is Chachkol the Gabe. I want to tell everyone something. There's a big line over here, and I want it to be Mesoder. So please, everyone, please stand up in a single file line, waiting to speak to the Rebbe. The Rebbe has a few minutes for each person. Please, stay in line and wait your turn patiently, and soon, you'll see soon, the Rebbe will take everyone, one at a time.
But Gabbai, I need to see the Rebbe this second.
But I just told you that everyone has to wait their turn.
No, Gabbai, I can't wait because I have to see the Rebbe right away.
I'm sorry. No, it can't be this way because it's one at a time, okay?
Oh, Gabbai, I just came in. Can I see the Rebbe?
I was just telling everybody that you have to stay on a single file line. You're the last one in the line, and please wait patiently, and the Rebbe will see everyone one at a time.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll wait right here in the back of the line. Meanwhile, let me just sit down here and open up my Tehillim.
And about 2 hours later, it was finally Chaim's turn to have an audience with the Rebbe in Sokolov.
Ah, Shalom Aleichem. Post Machtayid. What's your name?
Oh, Rebbe, my name is Chaim.
Oh, Chaim, what a beautiful name. Where are you from? You're not from Sokolov, are you?
No, Rebbe, I'm from Velednik.
Ah, Velednik. There were some very choshev rebbes in Velednik. Oh, they are choshev. So tell me, Chaim, how can I help you?
Well, first of all, Rebbe, I think the Rebbe might know my great uncle.
Your great uncle? What's your great uncle's name?
Reb Shia the Shoemaker.
Ah, Reb Shia the Shoemaker. Of course. We grew up together. Oh, what a yichus you have. What an honest shoemaker Reb Shia was. Oh, so I must do whatever you need because you have such a yichus.
Oh, thank you, Rebbe. So, Rebbe, sadly enough, my wife and I were married for 5 years already, and we don't have a child yet. And we wanted to know if the Rebbe could please intercede on our behalf and plead with Hashem. Like it says, Tzadik Geizer V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And we know that the Rebbe is a big tzadik. Please, can you daven on our behalf so we should be blessed with a child?
Oh, Chaim, I see on your face that you have a lot of good things. But there's one thing that's bothering you. And this is, like you just said, that you don't have a child. I also want to tell you that it's brought down a big segula. That the person that has Maftir Yoine on Yom Kippur by Milche, this person is a big segula to have children. It's a big segula for other things also, maybe. So, what I want to do, especially since you're Reb Shia the Shoemaker's great nephew, I want to offer you in my besmedrish, when we have on Yom Kippur, when we have by Minche Maftir Yoine, which means you get the last aliyah by Minche, and you read the Haftorah of Yoine Hanavi loud in the besmedrish, I want to give you the covet of saying and having Maftir Yoine, and this should be a segula that you should have a child very, very, very soon.
Oh, thank you, Rebbe. It will be my honor and privilege to come here to Sokolov for Yom Kippur and to daven in the Rebbe's shul. I can't believe what an honor. What an honor. Usually Mafti Yena goes for a lot of money, and I didn't even realize it was such a segula. But the Rebbe's giving it to me for free to honor me and to give me the privilege of Mafti Yena on Yom Kippur. Rebbe, I'm going to be here. Mitzvah Shem, in a month, I'll be here. I'll come back for Yom Kippur. And thank you so much, Rebbe. No problem, Chaim. Anything for Noda Yid, especially a man that's related to Reb Shia the Shoemaker. Oh, Reb Shia the Shoemaker, what a man he was. I remember him since he was a child. He was always a very elche mensch. Okay, Rebbe. Thank you so much. Thank you. No problem. Hatzloche. Please, when you go outside, tell the Gabbai you could send in the next person. Okay, Rebbe. Kol Tov. I got the privilege of having, wow, the big segula of Mafti Yonah Yom Kippur and the Rebbe's Mesmedrish. Wow. So happy. Baruch Hashem. Now let me get myself a ride back home. Let me go to the city square. Oh, look at that. Revival is still here. Fivel. You're still here. I need a ride back to Velednik.
No problem. Just hop right in. You know it'll cost you another 35 rubles. You know that?
Yes, of course. That's what it costs to come here. So it'll cost the same on the way back.
Okay, as long as you know that. All right. Elsie, the horse. Let's go. I'll give him a couple of whips. Okay, here we go. Now we're on our way.
Oh, thank you so much. You know that the Rebbe is really, really a special person.
Yes, of course. I've seen him a few times in my life as well. Well, the truth is, I know him very well because my great-great-grandfather is actually someone that's a little bit of a nuntkite, and he was a little bit close to the Rebbe's great-great-grandfather.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. And the funniest thing is that I didn't really know the Rebbe, but he knows my great-uncle, Reb Shia the Shoemaker. And that's why he was so... Of course, he was nice to everyone, but he had a special niceness, a special chavivas for me because I was related to his childhood friend. Okay, thank you so much for taking me back.
No problem.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'm just going to open up my sfarim and learn the whole way back.
No problem.
And a day later, a now very happy Chaim came home to his house.
Oh, Chaim, it's so good to see you. What happened in Sokolov?
Oh, Zelda, unbelievable news. He told me he would honor me with Mafti Yaina, which is a big segula to have children. So, Emet Hashem will go for Yom Kippur to his shul and we'll have Mafti Yaina.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is so amazing. So I guess I'll stay here for Yom Kippur and you'll go to Sokolov and you'll come back the next day.
Okay, that's a great idea. Fine, I can't wait. It's only in a month's time.
Yeah, me too. And I'm telling you, the more we believe in Hashem and in Emunas Tzadikim, the faster we will have children.
That's right. And Emet Hashem, in the schus of the Rebbe, and the schus of our tefillas, and this unbelievable segula, we shall be blessed with a child very, very soon.
Amen. Okay. I'm just going to go now to the farm to take care of the last minute stuff of the day.
Okay, we'll see you later.